The Tale of Mrs. Tiggywinkle by Beatrix Porter. For the Real Little Lucy of Newlands. Once upon a time there was a little girl called Lucy, who lived at a farm called Little Town. She was a good girl, only she was always losing her pocket handkerchiefs. One day, little Lucy came into the farmyard crying. Oh, she did cry so. "I've lost my pocket handkin, 3 handkins and a penny. Have you seen them, Tabby Kitten?" The kitten went on washing her white paws, so Lucy asked a speckled hen. "Sally Henny Penny, have you found 3 pocket handkins?" But the speckled hen ran into a barn, clucking, "I go barefoot, barefoot, barefoot." And then Lucy asked Cock Robin, sitting on a twig. Cock Robin looked sideways at Lucy with his bright black eye, and he flew over a stile and away. Lucy climbed upon the stile and looked up at the hill behind Little Town, a hill that goes up, up, into the clouds, as though it had no top. And a great way up the hillside, she thought she saw some white things spread upon the grass. Lucy scrambled up the hill as fast as her short legs could carry her. She ran along a steep pathway up and up until Little Town was right away down below. She could have dropped a pebble down the chimney. Presently, she came to a spring, bubbling out from the hillside. Someone had stood a tin can upon a stone to catch the water, but the water was already running over, and the can was no bigger than an egg cup. And where the sand upon the path was wet, there were footmarks of a very small person. Lucy ran on and on. The path ended under a big rock. The grass was short and green, and there were clothes props cut from breaking stems with lines of plaited rushes and a heap of tiny clothespins, but no pocket handkerchiefs. But there was something else. A door, straight into the hill, and inside it someone was singing. "Lily white and clean, oh, with little frills between, oh, smooth and hot, red rusty spot, never here be seen, oh."